You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
Spring Hill police report the arrest of James Daniel Compton, age 27, of Spring Hill, who was booked for distribution of Schedule II controlled dangerous substance, Suboxone, along with an outstanding warrant through the Webster Parish Sheriff's Office for theft. And the Webster Sheriff's Office reports an arrest for domestic abuse with child endangerment and two outstanding warrants. One arrest reported by the Sheriff's Office for simple criminal damage to property. There was one arrest reported on various outstanding traffic warrants. And the Sheriff's Office reports one arrest for gross littering. The Department of Wildlife and Fisheries reports the arrest of Alan W. Smith, age 57, of Doyleen, who was booked for possession of Schedule I controlled dangerous substance and DWI. And agents with probation and parole report an arrest for probation violation. The Bossier Parish Sheriff's Office and Plain Dealing Police are investigating a fatal shooting incident reported just before midnight Sunday in Plain Dealing. According to reports, the suspect was identified as Ronnie L. Bryant, who was taken into custody in connection with the reported shooting death of Melissa Powell. According to reports, the incident occurred while the two were in a vehicle during a domestic altercation. Powell was transported to Ochsner LSU Medical Center, where she later died from the injuries. Ronnie L. Bryant was booked on one count of second-degree murder and booked into the Bossier Maximum Security Facility. Well, the weather situation in the area has resulted in the postponing of some work by the department, Department of Transportation and Development. The work that was scheduled for today on I-20 near Airline Drive has been postponed till further notice. And due to power outages related to the storms, the nightly bridge closures that were scheduled to start Monday on the Jimmy Davis Bridge have been postponed to start tonight and will last through Friday, June 30th. That'll be from 9 p.m. till 5 a.m. each night. And the department announcing a project will start today to repair a portion of Highway 516 in Bienville Parish with a replacement of two cross-drain pipes, requiring a road closure at each pipe location. The first is about 2 miles east of Highway 371, the second about 3/4 of a mile east of that site. The road closure is expected to last approximately 2 weeks, weather permitting. And motorists are also advised on Wednesday, one lane of Common Street Bridge over Cross Bayou in Shreveport will be closed for a routine bridge inspection. A 40% chance for showers today, high near 91 with an east wind 5 miles an hour. Slight chance for a shower overnight, otherwise clear, low 71, northeast wind 5 miles an hour. Sunny Wednesday, high 93, north wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy Wednesday night, low near 70, northeast wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunny Thursday, high 91, clear Thursday night, low 68. And that's the forecast. Some state offices in several parishes will remain closed due to the recent severe weather impact. The parishes that remain closed include Bienville, Bossier, Caddo, and DeSoto parishes. Also, due to the severe storms, the meeting of the Bossier City Council scheduled for today has been rescheduled for June 27th at 3 p.m., and any meetings that were scheduled for June 22nd have been postponed and will be rescheduled at a later date. The Downtown Development Commission Minden Main Street Board of Directors meeting is scheduled for today. The meeting will be at 5 o'clock in the Pelican Conference Room in City Hall. On the agenda, the introduction of the new Main Street Director, the recent grilling on Main, and a calendar of events. The meeting is open to the public. In a recent session of Ward 1 Minden City Court held before Judge Sherb Santel, Laura Falk pleaded not guilty to resisting an officer and theft by shoplifting and will stand trial July 19th. Kadarius Farrell was fined $100 plus court cost or 10 days in jail for each count of possession of alcoholic beverage in a motor vehicle and possession of Schedule I controlled dangerous substance to run concurrent. was also fined $100 plus court cost or 10 days in jail for contempt of court. Baker Ford pleaded not guilty to DWI and driving the wrong way on a one-way street and will stand trial at a later date. Joseph Fullwood was sentenced to 7 days in jail for contempt of court. Isaiah Garcia was fined $75 plus court costs or 7 days in jail for public drunkenness. Jason Hankins was fined $100 plus court cost or 10 days in jail for contempt of court. Robert Hill was fined $100 plus court cost or 10 days in jail for contempt of court. Devontae Nolan pleaded not guilty to simple assault and will stand trial July 19th and was fined $100 plus court cost or 10 days in jail for contempt of court. William O'Neill was fined $100 plus court cost or 10 days in jail for disturbing the peace by simple assault. Jennifer Thompson was fined $100 plus court cost or 10 days in jail for theft, fined $50 or 5 days in jail for resisting an officer, and fined $150 in court cost or 15 days in jail for simple battery, plus $50 fine or 5 days in jail for remaining after being forbidden. The sentence runs consecutively. Kadarius Walker was fined $100 plus court cost or 10 days in jail for contempt of court. Crystal Willis was fined $150 plus court cost or 15 days in jail, plus a 24-hour jail sentence suspended for simple battery. Courtney Brooks, Derek O'Rear, and Mondrika Combs were each fined $100 plus court cost or 10 days in jail for contempt of court. Severe storms over the past few days have caused massive tree damage and power outage in Bossier Parish, and the Police Jury Highway Department crews continue to clear debris along roadways in northern and southern areas of the parish. Parish Administrator Butch Ford said plans call for debris in the northern areas to be hauled to the burn facility near Plain Dealing, while permission to open a burn area in South Bossier Parish is being requested. That facility, if approved, will be at the parish's stock area on Meshack Road off Highway 157 south of Houghton. Ford said parish work crews are removing all debris in ditches and public rights-of-way. State law prohibits the parish from removing felled trees or debris from private property. If individuals have debris on their property, they should move it out to the right-of-way if they can. Then they can have crews pick it up. We're driving all roads in the parish to check everything. People with questions about what can be removed, they should call the Highway Department, 965-3752. And power remains out in some areas of the parish. That means residents in rural areas may not have access to water. Ford said the parish has provided bottled water for distribution at 2 fire district stations at each end of the parish. Residents can find water available at Northeast Bossier Fire District 5 on Highway 2 in Plain Dealing and the South Bossier Fire District 2 on Highway 527 in Elm Grove. Ford said there is other basic information residents should remember when facing conditions such as those during the past few days. That includes when traffic lights are not working, consider all intersections as four-way stops. Never try to drive around fallen trees or debris in roads. There's always the possibility of power lines being part of the debris in roadways. Never drive or walk over down power lines. Check on elderly neighbors, especially if power outage and extensive damage follows a storm. After heavy rainfall, never drive through water that has topped roadways. Remember, turn around, don't drown. Watch and listen to weather reports of approaching extreme weather and take precaution. Do not drive through heavy rain and high winds unless absolutely necessary, especially at night. Do not go sightseeing in areas that have been hit by storms. State and parish work crews are trying to secure and clear those areas, and first responders may be trying to handle emergency situations, so give them plenty of room. Items in need at the UCAP office on Miller Street include ramen noodles, cereal, powdered milk, sugar, biscuit and cornbread mix, canned meats, and canned fruit. Men's tennis shoes, sizes 9 and up. Men's jeans, waist size 32-34, length 32-34. Towels, twin size sheets, forks, spoons, pots and pans, toothpaste and deodorant. The UCAP office is open from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Mondays and Wednesdays at 204 Miller, offering food, utility, and rental assistance. Clothing is dispersed on Wednesdays at the UCAP office. Memorial services for Barbara Lynn Butler are scheduled for 11 o'clock Saturday morning at the Christian Church at Minden, with Pastor Ginger Gray officiating. Survivors include a daughter, Leanne Mansell, three half-sisters, a half-brother, two grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, and a great-great-grandchild. Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years, from a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles. Pollution exposure and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions. With convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville, call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com. Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO. On the Trading Post, all telephone numbers will have a prefix of 377 unless otherwise stated. All the cell phone numbers on the Trading Post will have the area code of 318 unless otherwise mentioned. For sale, a finishing mower at 205-4877. A finishing mower for sale at 205-4877. For sale, a 99 BMW convertible and a 98 Chevy Lumina at 895-3988. They have a 99 BMW convertible and a 98 Chevy Lumina, all for sale, 895-3988. For sale, a 2004 Cadillac at 864-0244. They have a 2004 Cadillac for sale. Call 864-0244. Wanted, a 94 or 95 Lincoln Town Car for parts, and they want some clay dirt and someone who can spread the dirt. 639-9340. Wanted, a 94 or 95 Lincoln Town Car to be used for parts, and they want clay dirt and someone who can spread it. 639-9340. Wanted, a twin size bed at 5217. Wanted, a twin size bed, 5217. Brown eggs for sale, 268-0212. Leave message if there's no answer. They have brown eggs for sale at 268-0202. Please leave message if there's no answer. Wanted, two gas stoves, 382-3629. Wanted, two gas stoves. They're at 382-3629. Wanted, any non-working or unwanted appliances. 914-3702. Wanted, any non-working or unwanted appliances. Call 914-3702. Cat and kittens to give away, 268-5449. That's a cat and kittens to give away. Call 268-5449. For sale, a propane barbecue grill, 382-5626. A propane barbecue grill for sale at 382-5626. For sale, a washer and an electric dryer, both for $300 at 455-6917. They have a washer and an electric dryer, $300 for both, 455-6917. Wanted a gas water heater at 606-8265. Wanted a gas water heater, call 606-8265. For sale, a refrigerator along with an electric stove, 465-9152. That's a refrigerator along with an electric stove for sale, 465-9152.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.